all of the councillors felt was unacceptable, considering the fact that we've just had a re-evaluation done last year, and that would have increased an awful lot of the rates on the smaller retail businesses throughout the county. In fact, there's a lot of small retails that would have doubled, the rates would have doubled around town centres and that. So we felt that we couldn't possibly put any more expense on small businesses that are really struggling at the moment with the VAT and with the increased cost of business to the businesses, including the new increase in the minimum wage. So between that and everything else, they all felt that it was not a good time to even consider raising the commercial rates. There's only two sources of income to the local authorities. One is the local property tax and the other is the commercial rate. And the local property tax was sorted out at the last meeting, and that's there now in place for 5 years. So we felt that we had done enough on that, but the directors had come back looking for us to increase. So we took a hard line on this one and said no. So we adjourned the meeting yesterday evening, and the directors of service are going back to the drawing board, I suppose, to figure out how they can cut the costs in order to bring the budget back that will be satisfactory to the members.
And as you pointed out, Councillor, obviously, you know, you want to get a source of revenue for the county to be able to invest in projects mm-hmm. and endeavours. But it's one of those where you're not going to do it when the cost is too heavy on too many people in the area.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know the problems that we're going through at the moment, and there's an awful lot of people, even with that new increased cost of business grant that has come out through the local enterprise office. There's a lot of smaller businesses, it's particularly in hair and beauty and barbers, and that didn't qualify for it because of anomaly in the system, whereby they had ticked a box to say that they were other rather than retail. They felt that they were not retail, that they were a service. So anyway, they did not get that second grant, and they didn't get the new grant, the 4001 as well. So that's causing a problem for a lot of people. And look, the way things is going, we will see an awful lot of smaller businesses and independent businesses closing after Christmas if it keeps going the way it is. So we did not want to be the death knell, you know, to put the whole thing over the edge altogether. So no, it's important that we all stick together on this.